morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to Nancy Degner, who is the Executive Director for the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Good morning.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good. And it's May. And you know what? I think the weather finally is agreeing that it's May.
Well, we are ready for it.
Aren't we, though?
We have sunshine here, and I think everybody is just perkier and happier. And
makes a big difference in attitude, doesn't it?
It sure does.
It sure does. Well, the question is, Chris said, you know, we talk about, some people say they're going to have hamburger, blah, 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 and others say, oh, we're going to do ground beef. I'm thinking we more often say hamburger. Is there a difference?
Well, it has to do with the official labeling by the government. And so the government, there are, we call them standards of identity. So that means if you say ground beef, it has to be 100% whole muscle beef ground up, and nothing can be added to it. You can't add any seasonings or anything like that. So in general, if it is ground beef, you're assured it's nothing but the muscle and whatever fat is there attached to the muscle. Hamburger is more of what we call maybe what you do with that ground beef. Or hamburger, I think you could have a hamburger patty that might have some added seasonings, possibly some, I want to say a filler, but this would all have to be identified on the label.
Okay. So we can continue to call it hamburger if we want to.
You call it whatever you want, as long as you eat it.
Yes, and it's helping out our good eating, and it's helping out the beef producers, helping out the state of Iowa, et cetera, around the country. So, Nancy, another question I have related to ground beef is, you know, you go to the store and there may be three or four choices of 85%, 93%, da-da-da-da. What does that mean, and how do I choose?
Well, the percentage lean means the ratio of lean muscle to fat. And so 85% lean would mean by weight, 85% of that package is lean muscle, 15% would be fat. And it really varies depending on where on the different parts of the carcass that the ground beef was ground. And so there are certain formulas that, you know, like a major supplier would use to get the percentage that you need. So that percentage is an indication of leanness. And everybody, what I have found is most people have their own favorite percentage lean ground beef to use. How about you?
Well, I was usually sort of in the middle, but I do think about what I'm going to use it for. If I'm going to make hamburger patties, I want some fat in there. If I'm going to do something where I don't want very much fat, then I choose more lean.
And that's what my recommendation would be. I know it's also very personal, and I know people who will tell me they get 95% lean and they make hamburger patties, and they just think that's the best they can get. And for me, they're dry, and the patties don't hold together well because there's not enough fat to bind them, so they get kind of crumbly if you're trying to get them off the grill and they kind of stick. But each to his own. My preference is probably 85% lean.
Mm-hmm.
And probably if you really got down to it, the bigger, better, juicier hamburgers would be made out of 80.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So those places we go to eat to have the champion hamburgers, which there was just the contest and the winners were announced, probably have a little more fat in them to start with.
I would guess so. And what you will hear most of them say is that their beef comes from the chuck. And so the chuck is the fore section, the shoulder of the animal. And if you compare it to the round, which is the back leg area, the chuck carries more fat. The round is much leaner. But if you want flavor, and we're all about different wants and desires and what we eat, if you want flavor, some of that fat in the chuck section is going to have more flavor than the beef that's ground from the round.
You know, and another concern for some people is they're on a really low-fat diet, and they say, well, I've got to buy that lean. But actually, when you look at the price, maybe you want to choose a higher fat content, lower lean content. But you know that there's been some good research about rinsing off the beef after it's cooked.
We sponsored that research. Oh,
okay.
Way long ago.
Yes.
And if you, this doesn't work for a hamburger patty.
Right.
That clear. But if you use crumbles, ground beef crumbles, if you brown your ground beef and you pour off the fat, and then you put that in a strainer or a sieve, and then you rinse it with hot water. Don't rinse for 10 minutes, you know, just a quick rinse with hot water, and you can seriously reduce the fat content. It does slightly change the flavor, because we go back to that. We have to recognize fat adds flavor. And
right.
Again, it just depends on your preference and your desire for less fat in the diet.
Well, conversation about hamburger and ground beef, I think, is important because it certainly has to be one of the most used beef products that I can think of. It's quick, it's easy, it's so versatile and so on. But there are lots of other kinds of cuts and lots of other recipes. And Nancy, you have on the website several just excellent references.
Well, we do. And we have our state website. That's just iabeef.org. And we try to put news that's happening in Iowa. We'll have the winner of our best burger contest is up there, and we'll have some grilling tips and different things like that. Then we also suggest you visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com, which is the national site, so that all of the beef checkoff dollars are combined together, and this would be our national consumer site. And they have lots of how-to videos, lots of really good recipes that you can sort in a variety of ways. You can start by 30-minute recipes. Just lots of different options that you can use to find the kind of recipes you want.
And I'm not sure which site it was on, but I noticed one of the recipes had coconut milk in it. That's sort of a popular, I think, sort of new addition to a lot of different recipes, is using coconut milk and coconut cream and so on. So it's just interesting that you had one there.
Yeah, and we have traditional recipes, but then we do the trendy ones.
Yes,
and I will tell you that I think if you compare the recipes on our website now to what has been there before, I think they've made a really strong effort to reduce sodium.
All right, very good.
Something so, and many of them, because I'm kind of a salt person, and so just know that you might want to add a little more salt if that's you're choosing, but we've tried very hard to meet the recommendations for Americans to reduce their sodium level. So
yes, there are other ways to flavor. Now, there's a new, I think it's relatively new on your site, the meat, I don't have the right name for it, but the meat case, where you can go in and look about all the cuts and where they come from and what to do with them.
Right. It's called the Interact, well, it's now, I think, the Butcher Counter.
The Butcher Counter, okay.
We call it the Interactive Meat Case, but it's the Butcher Counter. And so you can go to either of the websites. You can go to the IA Beef website or beefitswhatsfordinner.com website, and either one of those you can get to the Interactive Meat Case or the Butcher Counter. And that's really helpful. If you go there, you can click on steaks or roasts or ground beef or other cuts, and then you click on that, and it will take you to a whole list of steaks. And then you click on the particular steak that you don't know what to do with, and it will take you to the nutritional analysis. It will take you to the basic ways to cook it. And then if you click on recipes, it will take you to all the recipes we have on our site that allow you to use that cut.
What more could we want? Well, it's just a plethora of information there.
That's right. We have information.
Okay. Nancy, we want to thank you very much for visiting with us. Of course, May is Beef Month, and we always enjoy visiting with Nancy Degner, who is the Executive Director for the Iowa Beef Council. And until next time, here's a thought. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination.